A new method of war, an improvement, no doubt, our generals of late have so wisely found out. To conquer our foes is to put them in fright, for by this if they fly, there's no occasion to fight. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. Our late expedition this fully implies. The best waging of war is the saving of lives. An old woman or two that were frightened since dead, or else to their honor no blood there was shed. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. Whether English or French, no great study 'twill cost to determine it who was frightened the most. Have perhaps this excuse for not landing courageous, as panics are catching, they might think them contagious. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. For not landing, besides other reasons, excuse 'em. Would the world but consider, they would not abuse 'em. We're told by report they'd be by water surrounded, and landmen by nature don't like to be drowned. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. So quick-sighted by night saw it rashness to land, but more clearly convinced when the day was at hand. There's many do say, if we credit their speeches, that women's red petticoats they took for men's breeches. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. If the courage going out was but tardy and slack, they seem not to want it at returning or back. Though this mystery so dark an odd thought may enlighten, crocs growing, 'tis said, will lions much frightened. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. To call it an action on each side's not right, we may call it much better a fright than a fight. Of our land score, one thing we may certainly say, the feats they performed was next running away. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. Well knowing what dangers attend on the brave, and that glory that farce but leads to the grave, not forgetting the maxim to take their plea, that a prudent retreat is oft winning the day. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. Our commander some blunder must surely have made, and made a mistake in the choice of their trade. A service that softer may please them much more, not so fitted for Mars as for Venus's core. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. The winds as in anger against them long blew, as if but prophetic of what they would do. Such an ominous hint, if they would have but read it, might have saved much expense and the nation its credit. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. The genius of Britons had for fighting a passion, more civilized now 'tis grown quite out of fashion. Fine clothes, smock looks, and the care of the ladies, their heads and their hearts more for this than their trade is. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. Though Britons, 'tis said, were not mollies of old, were for dealing of blows and were manly and bold. And if outnumbered to fear they were strangers, no councils of war restrained them from dangers. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. The women, 'tis said, intend to petition that they may go out on the next expedition. If successful in war and its dangers they dare, they expect for the future the breeches to wear. Derry down, down, hey, derry down. To petticoats men as their shame be condemned, so long or at least till their metal they mend. The breeches then back they will give them again, as by right they are theirs when behaving like men. Derry down, down, hey, derry down.